Is that really the right time or not?
Yeah.
218.
Oh, it's a little, okay. Okay, good. So, we were discussing Batel Ritzon Chal Ritzono. I think we discussed some of the more outlying interpretations that are still, in my opinion, very interesting because they reflect, A, what's on the minds or the more urgent agenda, I guess, or the natural default agenda of some of the Chachamim. And in a way, as I say, the formulations and the issues that they contend with are topics and themes that are important as well. And I think we demonstrated that. So we're up to the part, though, where we zero in a little more on, I think, what is more likely the pshat of the Mishnah. And that is that this Mishnah really zeroes in on, the extent to which it refers to some sort of a coordination or an alignment, whatever you want to call it, with between man's interests and his focus, and that of Avodas Hashem and that of the Ribono Shel Olam. So that, of course, goes without saying. It's axiomatic. It's obvious that if somebody's truly an Oved Hashem, so he wants to, coordinate and even align, integrate, identify, his own interests with the goals of religious conduct and their aspiration. But of course, it's challenging to do so the way the Ribono Shel Olam created man with a Bishnei Yitzarim. And also, B'Tzelem Elokim, which on the one hand, is the basis for having that capacity, to align your own thinking and your own interests, with a higher goal and purpose. But at the same time, there's a certain dialectic in that as well. The fact that we have a B'Tzelem Elokim, which also includes a Bechira Chofshis, and, also individuates, every person, everybody's an olam, male. So that, individualistic, the choice and the individualistic, orientation, in theory, can work against. And I guess the trick is, to cultivate a perspective on Bechira and on Tzelem Elokim and on the creation, Bishnei Yitzarecha, that on the one hand, doesn't result in people becoming robotic or automatons or I guess now you'd say artificial intelligences that just work in a certain way. We don't want that, and at the same time we also want people to make the right choice and to utilize their Tzelem Elokim and their Yitzarim in a way which, intentionally aligns them with Ritzon Hashem. So that, I think, is that's the challenge of life, of existence, of a meaningful existence. So along the way, though, there's a pragmatic side to all of this, which is reflected in some of the Mefarshim in the Mishnah, who recognize, without discussing it, in any kind of length at all, but implicitly recognize, the challenge and the, what needs to be, overcome. So some of them speak about Atzei Ritzon Cha Ki Ritzono. Some of them speak about, being the Vatel, your Yetzer Hara, to do X, Y, and Z, specifically or broadly to, pursue a certain kind of orientation, that you should be surrendering that, to the Ritzon Hashem, or telling you that, with the same kind of, hislavus, that you pursue your own interests, the ones that, are innate to you or, have certain, benefit for you and therefore you're motivated, batel Ritzon Chal Ki Ritzono, that when you pursue your own interests, you are able to muster a certain type of commitment to it, that, you know, you should apply the same kind of commitment, you know, to Avodas Hashem. That's one of the interpretations that we have, you know, in the Mefarshim. That's kind of an acknowledgement, you know, that there remains a dichotomy, that, you know, the things you pursue for yourself, not necessarily endorsing that, but it is, you know, acknowledging it as a reality. And, you know, but at least, you know, there's, you know, a Musar Haskel, I guess, that you can transfer, you know, from your own interests. We're not assuming interests that are antithetical to Avodas Hashem here, though there's discussions of that as well, about, you know, neutralizing your Yetzer Hara. That's one level. The next level is the pursuit of your own agenda, let's assume neutral, with the same, to transfer that same enthusiasm or more to Ritzon Hashem. And then, of course, there are the more ambitious formulations. I'm going to read some of them in just a second. Rashi, for example, you know, speaks about a situation where your interests already align, you know, with, you know, Ritzon Hashem. You know, so then Rashi says, oh, you know, what you need to do, though, is make sure that even though you have your own agenda or your own, you know, interest in all of this, you know, that, you know, you should kind of negate that or at least make it secondary, you know, to doing this lishma. That's a very difficult thing to do. I'm not sure, you know, it sounds like obvious, but it's not so obvious to me. Like, what's more difficult to do, to override, you know, some impulse which is antithetical, you know, to Avodas Hashem? They're like, you know, it's a clear, you know, choice that you have to make. And obviously, you know, the right choice is, you know, unambiguous. Sometimes it's like a more subtle challenge, even though the gap is smaller. But whenever the gap is smaller, it's usually a more subtle challenge. You know, you're doing something, but to do it for the right reasons, or at least primarily for the right, you know, reasons, in some respects is more difficult. So Rashi says here, here, 1 second. It'd help if I have the right... Vatel ritzon chav b'fnei ritzon no. She vatel ritzon acherim akamim alecha. 1 second. Yeah. So Rashi says, shafilu kishata oseh cheftzcha, right? Tase l'shem shamayim. Okay? That's very challenging. And that's still not what we're going to get to in a second, you know, which is the possibility of, you know, having no, you know, personal ratzon. We'll talk about that. Only ratzon Hashem. Or the possibility of cultivating that your ratzon should be ratzon Hashem. Okay? These are all different madregos, and some of them are explicated in the Perushim. I'll just read a couple very quickly. Kisho Ritzot, so Rashi says what he says. Kasher Huotze Ritzonatzmo, Bechefetzu Batava, this is the one I mentioned before. This is a less ambitious one. Right? Kain Yase Ritzona Kaddish Barchu. Right? Velola Hafrish Ritzona Shem Yisparach Liritzono. Right? That's the second one. Achlasos Shnehem Davar Echad. Okay. Kol Davar Sheyele Ratzon Lifnei Hashem. So, Nasan Eitza Tova, this is Rabbeinu Yona, Livnei Adam, before he says the other things that he said that we spoke about, Lehitzgaber al Tivam, Velasos Bechefes, Ritzon Avim, Sheva Shemayim. Kihu, Nasan Hakol, and that's where he gets into the, you know, Pikadon theory. So, again, while Rashi's talking about, you know, coordinated interests and motivation, Rabbeinu Yona is talking initially about suppressing contrary, suppressing contrary interests, or you know, transferring the same level of enthusiasm from neutral interests to divine interests. Okay. Also, the Meiri speaks about this. Meiri talks almost like about tactics. Mi sheyavod me'ava ad shemerov ava yase ritzono Yisbarach, afapishu neged tivo, bechiba ubiava, ki ilu ritzona bekach, mitzad tivo gamkein. So it's The Meiri is talking about a higher level, taking something, starting off, you know, where you have, you know, an impersonal inclination, you know, that is contrary to Ritzon Hashem, and through the mechanism of Avoda Me'ava, right, to slowly turn that to something which goes from being negativo, but done b'chibo b'ava, right, becomes mitzad tivo gamkein. V'chein inyan kedei sheyasa ritzoncha kiritzono sheyishalem gemulo b'revach, etc. That's the payoff. V'yesh lefaresh ase ritzono kiritzoncha, klomar shetiragel atzmecha basias darkei haTorah ad sheyashuv elecha ritzon tivi kishar hataivos v'yeza sibas sheritzoncha tehei achas im ritzono. Again, so whether it's, you know, you know, the chiba and the ava, you know, which breaks down, I guess, the distance, you know, and you know, reformulates one's own inclinations, or it's the idea of like naturally conducting yourself in a manner that you, even your, you know, desire, you know, fits with Ritzon Hashem. So the Meiri is again looking for tactics to coordinate or to align interests, you know, where there's a recognition that this is a real challenge, you know, because man has, you know, his own default or initial, you know, agenda or, again, orientation, you know, that needs to be overcome. But the goal isn't simply to overcome it. The goal is to overcome it in such a way as to obliterate, let's say, the differences, not to, you know, override it as much as to cultivate, you know, a coordination or an alignment itself. So these are some of the perushim. The Tashbetz, who is critical of Rabbeinu Yonah, as we discussed, understands that, you know, it's even more than that, that, you know, basically, I think it's the Tashbetz, that basically, you know, basically one should have no independent agenda of his own at all. Basically, one should, you know, be able to neutralize any kind of personal interest and basically adopt only the agenda of Torah, Avoda, of the Ribbono Shelom. Okay. That is, according to some of the Mefarshim, if you look also at the Mefarshe HaMishnah, to Eretz Yisrael, others, you know, that is an idea, you know, that they try to, you know, develop as well. I don't think that that is without some sort of controversy, the idea that a person should suppress, you know, his own interests, meaning that he should just, you know, reach a stage where he does Ritzon Hashem without it even being Ritzono, but, or he doesn't, it's because he doesn't have a Ritzon, as opposed to, as I say, kind of re-shaping his own, you know, purpose and agenda in a way that either naturally or at least, you know, coordinates with Ritzon Hashem. I think that that is an interesting challenge. But whether or not that really, according to all, is the ideal, especially given some of the other formulations where we're talking about more like, you know, doing things that become your Ritzon as opposed to not having a Ritzon, a subtle but important difference, I think that's an interesting perspective. And I think it's also highlighted a little bit more by a comment, you know, that is made by Reb Chaim Ivalajin, in addition to the ones that we spoke of last time. And that, it gets us back to the question of lav, lav, hein, hein, and the Rambam in Avos, Nishmar Prakim, and I want to get back to that. So let me just, the comment of the Ruach HaChaim, when he finally gets down to, you know, the issue of coordinating your interests as opposed to the other perspectives that he talks about. So one of his suggestions is that you should be doing mishpatim as if they are chukim. That's what batel ritzoncha lirtzono right, really, really means. Let's see if I can find. I don't know why I always have trouble finding the Ruach HaKayim here, but again, let me see if I can find it. One second. Oh, here it is. So, yeah. So I mentioned some of the other ones already. One second. Well, first of all, he has a few. Asay Ritzoncha Kirtzono. Asay Ritzono Kirtzoncha, sorry. Several of the points. Af mash eincha rotze, mikol makom tase leman ritzon Hashem. Ki ilo hayisa rotze. Okay, that's also a level. Umadrega yotergaboa, amar batel ritzoncha mipnei ritzono. He thinks the Mishnah itself is speaking about two levels. One is, you know, tasel ritzon Hashem ki ilu, you know, hayisa rotze, even if you don't. Meaning to make that change. The other one is that Hainu Shaloyia Lola Adam Ratzon Atzmo Klal Bechalan Yanav Asakav Rak Yashlich Ritzono Mineged V'Yistakel Rak Al Ritzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Az Lo Yasar Lo Kol Tov Kamosh Omer David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Hashem Ro'i Lo Echzar. Now again, it doesn't mean that he is excluding, right, a person cultivating, you know, Ritzon Hashem as his own, meaning becoming habituated or his natural inclination, you know, being drawn to. But that's not the point. The bigger point of all that is that he doesn't have his own agenda whatsoever. I think is, you know, interesting. This he connects to Perish on Shir Hashirim, Imlo Tedi Lacha Yafa Banashim, right, Hirchiv HaMechaber V'Amar Hine Bitachon HaAmiti Im Shilu David Letzon Asher Kol Machsaram Hu Al HaRoeh Kein Yashlich Adam Yahavo Al Hashem B'Bitcho Ki Hu Yichal Kaleihu. Okay, so that's in terms of Bitachon and Parnasa Lo Echsar, but he's using this as an example that a person shouldn't have any agenda other than Ritzon Hashem, not even that Ritzon Hashem becomes his natural. But then later on, he goes, I think, you know, further with this, and he suggests that Zeu Shamar Atan again, Batel Ritzon Chob Pnei Ritzono Shaliyah Lachal Ritzon Meuma Ki Im Ritzon Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and then he adds Yirtzel Omar Asay Ritzono Ki Gam B'Dvarim Gashmiim Yoresh Yakavana Solu Shamayim Kegon Bachilas Solu Kiyum Gufo Lavodas Boro. The same period of Arivia, v'lo yichavin la'anoso klal, im ha'efshar b'li'ano, ha'yor rotzui ma'od, u'lefachot she'yichavin, gam la'anos v'gam la'avodas boro. So you could see that there are different, very interesting levels and nuances about what exactly this means in terms of man, let's say, sacrificing on behalf of Ritzon Hashem, and how much, you know, he's kind of negating his own feelings, or he is, you know, transforming his own personality, you know, into a persona where, you know, which is consistent with this other agenda. So he's really struggling in some of the different perushim that he puts forward. So one of them is, I'm not finding it here for the moment, but one of his suggestions is that when a person does even mishpatim, that he do it as if it is chukim. I'm not finding it here, but it's here in one of these long perushim. Let me just give me one more second. Yeah. And this is, I think, a great example, again, which brings us back to what we began with. So in addition to all the challenges of, you know, trying to align or to coordinate or to override or to, you know, completely negate these different levels, let's say, right, this kind of brings into focus the question, you know, that the Rambam discusses in Shmona Prakim, and that I started discussing last time. And that is, you know, the discussion in the Medrash about Alav, Lav, Hain, Hain. Again, it doesn't matter to me so much. We say Alav, Lav, Hain, Hain, or is it Alav, Hain, and Hain, Hain? Right. So the argument whether Alav you should say Hain or Alav you should say Lav, it doesn't matter which one you want to say is which. I think there are different mafarshim. This is a debate that we find in the Mechilta, among other places, is like, to what extent should a person, similar to what we're discussing, override, you know, his own interests, you know, for the sake of the Rebbe Shlomo. Just to make it clear, everybody agrees that when it comes to practice, you know, that the agenda of Torah and Avodas Hashem, you know, is takes priority. The question is, you know, how, you know, how much that's part of a process, you know, that, you know, in which you change your agenda, your interests, your personality, you know, to fit that, and then it becomes, it's part of who you are as well. Or how much, you know, let's say, remains, you know, neutral, in which, you know, it's still fine, you know, to have your own interests and inclinations. You know, or are we asking you really to kind of abandon, you know, any kind of personal predilection, or at least actions or agendas? You know, is that, which is a higher madrega, and which, you know, which is the preferred surrender, if you will? So, of course, you know, the answer may very well be also that it depends on what area of Torah and Halacha you're dealing with. So when it comes to Hain, you know, the way that many of the Mepharshim explain that Memra, you know, so that, you know, mostly is seems like a no-brainer, mostly, because not everybody agrees, but namely, if we're talking about behaving, you know, in a positive, constructive way, things that you're supposed to be doing, that you should be doing that and doing it, you know, with enthusiasm, meaning aligned with aligned interests, so that it's, you know, not something that you have to struggle with. You know, that seems to be like a very, you know, core idea. But what about, you know, when you're confronting things like, you know, los ases, and especially the ones, let's say, that, you know, are not so simple, you know, to set aside, you know, your own yetzer hara or interests, or etc. And there are plenty of those. So that's where the argument of alav hain or alav lav, you know, really comes into play. Namely, is it, you know, clearly you have to bow on a normative level, right, in terms of your conduct, in other words, to the will of Hashem. And the question is, to what extent, you know, are you supposed to, you know, struggle with that? And the more the struggle, in a way, the more the schar, lefum sara, you know, agra. Or on the contrary, you should be coordinating, you know, your persona, you know, with that part as well. So this is the famous discussion of the Rambam in Shmona Prakim. I'm sure we've discussed it before. In Perek Shishi, where he talks about Behavdel Asher Ben HaChassid Uben HaKovesh Es Yitzro, right? You know, what's the difference between a chassid and a person who is able to override his own inclinations for the sake of Avodas Hashem? Amra philosophim Shakovesh Es Yitzro Afapishu Ose Masim Tovim Areu Ose Tovos Be'odem Misava L'masim Raim U'mishtoke Galeim who is Gaber al Tavaso, who Paul Benigud Lamashem Orim I love, Oso I love, Kochosa Vatavosa Vutunas Nafsha, describing it very, you know, clearly. The Osa Tovos Kishu Mitstar Basiyasam, right? He's describing it in both directions. You know, you don't want to do good, you know, but you're doing it, or, you know, you want to do, you know, evil, you know, but you're, you know, abstaining from it. That's, you know, the Kovesh as Yitzro, aval achasid, who nimshach b'masav achar masha ma'oreres also tavaso tkunaso, meaning he has cultivated a kind of, you know, value system, where, you know, it's natural for him, it's Tivo, or it's, you know, because of Hergel, or philosophically, like he's, you know, at one, he's aligned not only in the actions of the system, but also in his approach. Va'osa tovos kishu mis'avim mishtokek aleihem. Va'skamas ha'filosofim hi sha'chosid ne'ala v'shalem yoter min ha'koveshas yitzro. Ela sha'amru sha'koveshas yitzro areyu k'chosid binyanim rabim. U'mekomokom bechrech bedarga p'chusa yoser kivin shu mis'avim la'asos ra. Afo bi she'eno osa osa. U'mekomokom shukoso elav hitchuna ra b'nefesh. Kvar omo shlomo ki yotza bazeh amar. Nefesh Rasha Osara Gomer Besimchas Achasid Batsias Hatovu Betsar Mishaino Chasid Batsiasan Imrazu Simcha Latzadik, right? Asos Mishpat Umechita Lapoale Oven Vizeu Nira Midivre Torah Hatoim Lamashes Kirua Philosophin Vikasher Hakarnu Midivre Hakomim Binyanze Matsanu Lahem Shamis Avala Averus Mishtoke Kalem Hunela V'shalem yoser mimishena misave aleihem. Ve'ena mitzdar bazivasan. Ad sh'omer sh'kol sh'ya adam ne'ala v'shalem yoser t'yad shukasa le'averos. V'tzaro bazivasan chazakim yoser. Meaning, like the Gemara says, kol ha'gadol mi'chavero yitzro gadol mimenu. V'lo dai bazel sh'amar sh'schar ha'kovesh es yitzro gadol fishir tzaro b'kvishas yitzro. V'omru l'fum tzara agra. Yisrael came. Tzivu shiyu adam kovesh es yitzro. Nizhiru milomar ani mitivi eni misav alavera zos afim lo asra sotora. Hu amaro b'shemriyamadin amalayomar adam yefshi lechal basar b'chalav yefshi lubod shatnez yefshi laval al ha'erva ela efshi ma'ese ve'avi shebashamayim gazar alai. Ulefi muvan pshat shnei hamamarim b'machshava rishona. Shneim amarim sosrim zeh ve'ena davar chayim, ela shneim emes ve'en machlokas b'neim klal. V'uki aros shehin eitzel philosophim ra'os hein ela shomru shemishenim misave aleihem hu yoser ne'ala mina misave v'kovish yisitzro hein madvarim amufur samim eitzel kol b'nei adam shein ra'os kon shvin kustamim gneva gezel ona interesting ona v'lahazik l'mishalo heira v'ligmal ra'a l'meitiv Lizalzel Bahorim, Kyotza Bahem, Ein Bitzasam, Shomrim Aleim, Chachamim, right, Dvarim, Sheilmale, Lo Nichtavu, Riyam Hem Lakosvan, Vikorim Mixas Chachamim Achronim, Ashachalu, Bechole, Ultimat Kalmim, A Mitzvos Asichlios, the Ein Safek, Shanefesh Amitabel, Dvar Mehem, Vitishtoke, Kilav, She Nefesh Pchusa, Vishanefesh Anela, Lo Titabel, Achat Meela, Haraos Klau, Velotits the air, Behimana mehen. Aval advarim shalem amr chacham shakovis yitzro mehem uyoser nelo gemula yo godol yoser ena mitzvos hashemios. But we would call chukin. Vizenachon shil mali atorah lo hayu rose klal. Lachin amr shatzar chadam laniach nafsho lach potz bahem v'liyah lo monea mehem el atorah. Right? And so on. Lo yomar adam yafshi lara gesanafashi yafshi ligno v'yafshi Lechaze v'leefshi huma. It doesn't say that. El heviu dvarim shem shimiim basa b'chalav levisha shatnis arayos etc. Ela mitzvos kiyotzavem shakoriosan Hashem chukosai chukim shechakti lecha in lecha rishus laharer aleihem v'umas olos m'shivin aleihem v'asot mekadrug aleihem kagon we just read parshas para right para aduma lusira mishtaleach v'osin shakorim achronim sichlios nikros mitzvos. So you get the basic idea. This is the Rambam's chiluk. It's interesting to note that the, just one more second, that the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila, you know, and, you know, this would be interesting even if it wasn't for Shmona Prakim, but Shmona Prakim fits very beautifully with the Rambam's larger view. But the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila explains that, you know, chukim are prior to mishpatim. He also thinks that you should look for reasons for chukim, but that, you know, we're less certain what those are, but that, you know, in some respects, chukim axiologically are more important than mishpatim, even though the rational Rambam, you know, obviously is, you know, somebody who strongly identifies, you know, with mifursamos or mishpatim. And I'll just add one other Rambam, and then I'll take your question. And that, of course, is the famous Rambam in, you know, in the end of, towards the end of Hilchos Melachim, Perek Ches, you know, where the Rambam says about even Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, you know, that if a person embraces them, Kolam Akabel Sheva Mitzvos B'nizra La'asos and Arezim B'chassidi Umas Ha'olam, Yesho Chelok Yolam Abba, V'hushi Akabel V'yasos and B'nei Shetziva B'hen HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah, V'hu Diyonu Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu, Shebnei Noach Mikodem Nitzdava B'hen. Aval ima sa'an b'pnei akrei adas, ein ze ger toshav, ve'enu mechassidei umos ha'olam. And then there are two girsos, probably the right girsa, I think most people think is ela mechachameim, although there's another girsa which says, you know, enu mechassidei umos ha'olam u'mechachameim, meaning not even mechachameim. And then it's very interesting, you know, mefarshim in the back, if you look in the, you know, again, the Rambam says what he says. The Kesef Mishnah says, "Nir Elisha Rabbeinu Omer came bisvara dinafshe unechochahi." A lot of the Mefarshim say, "No, there's midrashim, and there's arguments about the midrashim that they quote." So it's just interesting to note that even though the Rambam, of course, has this interesting middle view, you know, that you should be cultivating like a natural approach to, you know, to the what he calls mishpatim or mefursamos. You know, while you should be, you know, compliant with, even if, you know, you're not, you know, aligned in terms of your Yetzirah or your Yetzer, you know, when it comes to Chukim. And obviously, you know, again, the Rambam's whole broad orientation is very consistent with this. Nonetheless, the discipline and the, let's say, the loyalty, the fidelity to the system that is displayed by Chukim is critical. And for the Rambam, Shebetz Bnei Noach, almost all of which have a very rational element, you have to do them, you know, L'shem Shemayim. Which also means that the Rambam implicitly is making another distinction that some people are unaware of, and that's are really two different issues. One is, what is your motivation, or why are you doing what you're doing? And the answer for the Rambam, even when it comes to Mishpatim, is that, and that's why Reb Chaim, you know, Mivolajin, you know, what he says is not something which is not mitkabel on the Rambam, meaning your motivation should also be, even in the case of Mishpatim, because they are Tzivui Hashem, not Mishum Hachreya Hadas. You should be somebody who sees himself always in addition into being Mitzvah. The question is, though, like, what attitude, what posture should you be cultivating, right, in your performance? You know, even if you're motivated, you know, by Tzivui Hashem, you know, to what extent is this supposed to become, you know, second nature to you? You know, and then, at, you know, at least that whole area of halacha is something, you know, which is just a natural extension of your own, you know, personality. Yeah, go ahead. You had a question?
Yeah, in the broader discussion, not the specific Rambam discussion.
Yeah.
Is the hakdama of the Egwe Tal and like the people in quotes that say you should like suppress enjoyment of Torah, and his approach that Lashma means having Kana out of learning, is that a specific Talmud Torah discussion, or is that also just something that comes out of this Mishnah? It seems like that according to this Mishnah, so about Tal or something in there, and so you should have the same Machlokas, that like the people who are Mefarish, the Mishnah, I mean that you should have no ratzon, you should only be doing things out of ratzon Hashem, would also say that you shouldn't get hana in learning.
Well, some of them say you shouldn't get hana. I mean, Rabbi Yonu, I think that was quoting before, or was in the hearing. Somebody, that you shouldn't get hana as much as possible, anything.
So
I think, well, the way the Egle Tal, in specifically in the Hagdama, speaks about it, you know, it does seem like there's a special din in Talmud Torah. He doesn't say that there, you know, isn't some lower parallel in other things. But what he says about Talmud Torah is very singular. I mean, it's based on Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Nisam Chalei. And what he's trying to explain is that, you know, and because this is what you're touching on and what they're touching on a little bit, you know, is connected to the question of Mitzvah Slav Nihonasin. So what the Egle Tal is trying to explain is that the prince, which is something I've mentioned in the past, that, you know, again, Rabbi Avraham in Ahar, in Nedarim, and Daf Mem Ches, as far as I know, is the first person to say this, and that is that the principle of Mitzvah Slav Lihonos doesn't apply to Talmud Torah because of Pikudei Hashem Yisharim B'Zamchei lave. That's like an inside factor in Talmud Torah that you're supposed to be, you know, nana, you know, mimet. But most, when it comes to most mitzvos, you know, we do say mitzvos lavli honest nitnu, right?
But
the only thing is, that doesn't mean that you're not supposed to enjoy them necessarily. It means that, you know, maybe that's neutral, maybe that's positive, maybe that's negative. You know, the legal side of it is, it's not considered a chepza shel isra'na. But the way Rashi often speaks of mitzvah slav dihonesent, which makes it relevant, he says, you're not doing it for the hana, you're doing it, you know, because it's a xeris hamakom or shalit or something like that. But again, that relates more to A, the motivation, and B, the content. Is that considered like, if you're, you know, if there's isur hana, is it considered like you're being nana, you know, and you're violating the isur hana, the shame mitzvah? You know, so it relates to that. So the answer is yes and no. In other words, the Eglei Tal, the Taz, who says it earlier, the Rav Avraham Nahar, who says it even earlier than that, they are zeroing in on something unique about Talmud Torah, Pikud Hashem, Mishar, Mitzvah, Chalev. And they are applying, you know, to it something that is different, you know, than the other cases. Having said that, it still leaves an open question when we say Mitzvah Slavli Hotos Nitnu, and that you're doing it. Even the Talmud Torah, you're doing, you know, because it's part of Tzivui Hashem. But so how much Hana, like in Talmud Torah, you're supposed to be Nana. In others, can you be Nana? You know what I'm saying? But what some of the Farshim say here about even, you know, physical marital life or Hana Sago, it's interesting, is controversial. You know, it's not such a double question. I'm trying to show that this whole, you know, issue has a lot of small, you know, layers. So what I want to finish with this next time when we pick up is I want to go back to, and it's connected to Vayechzor Elokim, Vayochlu, Vayishtu, a little bit what Kiva's asking. I want to speak about, for a couple of minutes, about Na'aseh V'Nishma, and the Rav's approach in Mishalacha generally, and my approach to Na'aseh V'Nishma, and Psukim and Mishpatim. Why did we pick that as the slogan rather than Na'aseh, which something that appears like four psukim early. And then we'll move on to the next topic.